Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And it's just gone 35 after 3. I have two lovely guests in studio. Been looking forward to chatting with both of you. I don't know if that means I've got a boring life or if it means that the two of you are particularly special. I think let's go with the second interpretation. Now, what happens when you mix running shoes, determination, and a giant heart? Well, you get Dan Stillerman, this year's top fundraiser for the Malka Ella Comrades team. Not only did he conquer the legendary ultra marathon, and you'll remember we spoke to him before and after. I would have liked to have spoken to you during, Dan, but I was concerned about you, and also we didn't have a show. But Dan also raised the most money and inspired the most donors, helping the team smash their 1.2 million rand goal. Now, Dan, as I say, is in the studio. He's here to hand over the big check. And yes, it's a real one, to Kim Abadi from the Malka Ella Fertility Fund, which supports Jewish couples in South Africa who are struggling with infertility. So this is a moment of sweat, spirit, and serious simchas, and we're thrilled to celebrate it with both of you. Thanks so much for being here. Dan, be honest, what was harder, running the comrades or chasing donations?
Paula, it's a pleasure to be in studio. It's easier to be here than running around the King Shaka Airport looking for signal like last time. So thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Much harder running the race, I must be honest. I actually embraced the fundraising. I had a few smart little tricks up my sleeve to help build the momentum of the fundraising. And it was actually relatively easy asking people to donate and actually getting them to give, because it's just such a meaningful cause. It's a beautiful cause. It's a meaningful cause. And it's very real for people in the community here. It's not something far off that's your money's going and you don't really know the impact. We all know people who have, you know, had treatment or
fertility,
fertility treatment and funding assistance through Malka Ella. I mean, I think it was last week, Thursday, I actually went to a baby naming that morning and I posted on social media, and there was a baby that was directly
Amazing. Through Malka Ella. Amazing. Yeah. I actually thought you were going to say chasing donations is more difficult. You see, you live and learn. Was there a moment during the race when you thought of Malka Ella and it gave you that extra push?
Way more than just a moment. It was before the race. I mean, I had an injury 6 weeks leading up to the race. And the fact that I started getting donors and getting support spurred me on, because I knew that people were watching me and backing me and donating and supporting. And I knew that I wanted to push for the donations after the race as well, because there's always so much hype around Comrades Weekend. So that was on my mind. That was on my mind pretty much the whole way. In addition to seeing Kim and Dahlia and the rest of the Nikki and Sophie and all the other Malka Ella support along the way, couldn't miss them. They had these pink t-shirts along the way. So it spurred us on. They had big smiles, support, gels, literally anything we wanted. They say on Comrades Day, your race number is a passport to getting literally anything you want from anyone along the route. And there were 500,000 supporters. But it was very special seeing the Malka Ella crew along the way.
Kim, what was it like seeing Dan running on the day?
Oh, it was amazing. You know, we went to three stops along the way. The four of us went, myself and my daughter Dahlia and Nikki, who works for Malka Ella, and her daughter Sophie. And we went to a stop at 30 kilometers and then one at 60 and the finish. And it's quite challenging to spot them, you know, because everyone's very focused and they're running and you've got to scream out their name and run after them and chase them and run with them. And
so you also have
you
a bit of your
them.
Mini comrades.
Yes, yes. And my daughter probably did have a mini comrade. She ran the last 30 kilometers with Dan. So she enjoyed that. But the point is, and then we see them at the end and we just try and give them as much support as possible, because they are supporting us in such an incredible way.
Malka Ella's tagline is for the next generation. Mm. So can you tell us how this 1.25 million rand will help make that a reality?
So each fertility treatment costs between 80,000 and 250,000 rand, depending on what the issue is. So it goes directly towards fertility treatment. It also goes towards genetic testing, which is what we encourage all couples to do before they get married, just to make sure that there are no genetic mutations that they both share. so that they could have healthy children. If there is a mutation that they both have, then that's where IVF comes into it. That's where the costs come into it. We sponsor between 10 and 90% of these treatments, depending on the person's situation. We also have a Gemach where they can take out a loan and pay us back over 18 months, interest-free, obviously. So it really is, every cent is going towards the next generation, literally.
Kim, what's the journey like for a couple reaching out to Malka Ella? How do you support them emotionally and, you've mentioned, financially?
So we have counsellors who come to us, at the beginning. They talk them through the process. They apply online. They get the sponsorship. Then they go see the fertility experts, who there are a few. We work directly with Vita Lab, with Yossi Unterslack. And then the process begins. It's a lot of trial and error. You know, we send them care packs to help them through the process. We offer counselling throughout the process. We are there for them as much as we can. And it's a private process. People don't really like to be bothered along the way, but we're there for them and they know it if they need support.
Why were you wearing pink on the day? Is that the colour of your organisation?
Yeah, so our organisation is pink, white and grey. And each year we actually have a different colour. This year we decided for it to be pink to go with our colours.
Dan, what colour do you want them to have next year? You're not running next year. Actually, I think you said you're not running.
I'll be on the sidelines supporting. So okay. I don't want to run Comrades next year. You asked me that last time. And
you
the support is tough, but it's so much fun. Actually being there, running with some of the runners a bit of the way, supporting them, tracking them, being part of the atmosphere. I mean, as I say, 500,000 people. It's like a moving festival. So you're watching the professional athletes coming through, Gerda Steyn, you know, you're just being part of that vibe the whole day, and it makes the world of difference. I mean, if you were to be a runner on your own or even with the 20,000 other runners with zero support along the way, it's already quite torturous, but it would be that much worse.
You managed to rally the most donors and raise the most amount of money. Dan, what was your secret? Was it WhatsApp? Was it guilt? Was it charm? He's smiling. I think it's charm. What do you think?
Definitely charm.
I mentioned I had one or two tricks up my sleeve, but I think it was a few things, Paula. It was a good question. So I think, firstly, I decided that instead of knocking on doors asking for money, because that people have donor fatigue, you know, there's so many organizations out there asking people for money, I thought, let me actually put a bit of skin in the game and put my money where my mouth is. So, for example, I popped a message on my Matric reunion WhatsApp group with about 120 people, and I said, guys, instead of just asking for money, I'm going to put some skin in the game. Whatever you donate to Malka Ella, I'll match to the King David Schools Foundation.
Amazing.
So
amazing.
That appealed to both, and I thought we're running for the next generation of babies to be born and educating Jewish kids. So it was a nice cause that got some momentum, but I had no idea. I posted that, I think, on the Thursday or Friday, and on the Saturday night, the night before Comrades, I turned my phone on after Shabbos and I saw a notification for a 25,000 Rand donation from a group of my school friends. So they
amazing,
rallied together. They had some extra funds that they wanted to give, and they saw the cause and they saw the matching. And got a bit of a fright, but I'm glad and I'm grateful that I've got the means to be able to match that and support that. So they appreciate that. And I did a few other similar campaigns where I said, I'll top up whatever you donate, I'll top up 180 Rand to Malka Ella, just because I know that it's just such a meaningful cause that I wanted to support as well. And then a bit of chutzpah.
Yeah, a little bit more than a bit.
On the Wednesday before Comrades, I bumped into an extremely successful South African Jewish businessman. I won't mention names, but I bumped into him and he said, oh, you're running Comrades? I said, yeah. And I was going to ask him in person there, can you donate? And I thought, felt a bit scum. anyway, then later that day, I said, great to see you. If you feel like giving a few bucks, here's the link. The Wednesday after Comrades, so for a full week, I didn't hear from him. I wake up, I see a message at 5 a.m. on WhatsApp saying 36 grand.
Unbelievable.
Send bank details.
Unbelievable.
So he sent it straight away. That was remarkable. And there were a couple of other cases like that. And, you know, I got to mention, I'm friends. There was an article recently in the Jewish Report earlier this year. And they quoted the late Gerald Leisner and Mendel Kaplan, two magnanimous figures in the Jewish community and huge fundraisers. And I think it was Mendel Kaplan who actually quoted, Howard Saxteen wrote the article and he quoted Mendel, and he said, Mendel said, if you have a cause worthy enough, don't insult a person by not asking them for money or not asking them for enough money. Mm-hmm. So the truth is, every
That's
time
amazing.
I asked, people did want to give.
Yeah, and it certainly is a worthy cause. Kim, what would you say to Dan and the whole running team in one sentence?
Wow, I would just say a huge big thank you to all of them for raising all these. It's our biggest fundraiser yet, and they have done an absolutely incredible job. So thank you so much.
And Dan, you win 4,000 Rand as a Gary Friedman voucher. Well, I have to ask you, any idea what you're going to spend it on, or are you still too tired?
No. We're going to do a big Shabbos dinner or lunch with a whole lot of comrades runners as a celebratory meal.
That's actually a really nice idea. So now we have the check. I did this once before. Maybe I'm not joking, about 30 years ago when I worked at the SABC, and the maid had won the lottery. So we came with the films to film the maid getting a handover of a million rand check. This is just as exciting. We have a huge 1 million rand, 250,000 rand check. Dan, can I ask you to, no one can see it, but can I ask you to actually hand it over, and I'll have running commentary while you do it.
Absolutely.
So Dan's walking to the check. It's against the window. He's picking
it
up.
I think it was on Monday or Tuesday afternoon, I wouldn't be able to
walk. Oh, okay. So that's why we timed it for a Thursday. And here he's handing it over to Kim. And this is the perfect photo moment. They are both smiling from ear to ear. 1,250,000 Rand being given to the Malka Ella Fertility Fund from Comrades 2025 runners and donors. Thank you to all of you. Kim, one last word? She's saying no.
I'm saying just thank you. Thanks for having us. Thanks for the exposure. And thanks to all our runners.
And Dan?
Thank you. See you on the road, on the sidelines of Comrades next year.
And thank you both for coming in. And you both are very, very inspiring.